第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問い20から問い22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 20.
Moving to a new home with your pet can be difficult. Cats are very sensitive animals, and moving is quite an upsetting experience for them. When you arrive at your new home, it may be a good idea to put your cat in a quiet room if possible. Leave him in peace with his old bed, his litter box, and some food until everything calms down. After that,Let him come out and join you, only if he wants to. He should also stay indoors until he becomes familiar with his new home and environment.
Listen again.
Moving to a new home with your pet.Can be difficult. Cats are very sensitive animals, and moving is quite an upsetting experience for them. When you arrive at your new home, it may be a good idea to put your cat in a quiet room if possible. Leave him in peace with his old bed, his litter box, and some food until everything calms down. After that, let him come out and join you, only if he wants to. He should also stay indoors.Until he becomes familiar with his new home and environment.
Question number 21.
Welcome to Greenland, the largest island in the world. You are now in Nuuk, the capital city located on the southwestern coast.Where there are small airports, hotels, and villages. In contrast, along the eastern coast, which is the least accessible area, we can see some of the finest, breathtaking Arctic scenery. Travelers to the eastern shore always describe the view as spectacular and magnificent. However, the trip is only possible for a few weeks a year when the frozen ocean melts enough to allow expedition ships through.
Listen again.
Welcome to Greenland, the largest island in the world. You are now in Nuuk, the capital city located on the southwestern coast, where there are small airports, hotels, and villages. In contrast, along the eastern coast, which is the least accessible area, we can see some of the finest, breathtaking Arctic scenery.Travelers to the eastern shore always describe the view as spectacular and magnificent. However, the trip is only possible for a few weeks a year when the frozen ocean melts enough to allow expedition ships through.
Question number 22.
Attention, please. I have a message from your history teacher. Because of a family emergency, today's class is canceled, and the makeup class will be held this coming Saturday. The class is scheduled for second period as usual, but in a different classroom, room 305 on the third floor. At that time, your teacher will collect the assignment you were supposed to submit today. The midterm examination will be postponed.The main entrance to the building is closed on Saturdays, so you should enter through the side door. If you have questions or need more information, please email your teacher.
Listen again.
Attention, please. I have a message from your history teacher. Because of a family emergency, today's class is canceled, and the makeup class will be held this coming Saturday. The class is scheduled for second period as usual, but in a different classroom, room 305 on the third floor. At that time, your teacher will collect the assignment you were supposed to submit today. The midterm examination will be postponed. The main entrance to the building is closed on Saturdays, so you should enter through the side door. If you have questions or need more information, please email your teacher.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Nursery rhymes are simple poems which exist in many cultures. Through these poems, children have fun singing, playing games, and learning basic language and counting skills. What is remarkable about these poems is that they are often passed down orally from one generation to another in the home. Among nursery rhymes, Mother Goose rhymes may be the best known. But, was there really a person named Mother Goose? We are not sure. There are several interesting theories about the origin of Mother Goose. Some scholars suggest that it was the French author, Charles Perrault, who said in the 1600s that the poems were told by an old woman who kept geese. Others say that the English author, John Newbery, first used the name in a book he published in 1765. Still others insist that Mother Goose was Elizabeth Goose, who lived in Boston in the 18th century and entertained her grandchildren by singing nursery rhymes. Regardless of how the term originated, Mother Goose rhymes are the most familiar children's poems and are enjoyed worldwide. Teachers of English often use them to introduce the natural sounds and rhythms of the language in a fun way. Today, many works of literature, popular songs, and movies also make reference to Mother Goose rhymes.
Listen again.
Nursery rhymes are simple poems which exist in many cultures. Through these poems, children have fun singing, playing games, and learning basic language and counting skills. What is remarkable about these poems is that they are often passed down orally from one generation to another in the home. Among nursery rhymes, Mother Goose rhymes may be the best known. But was there really a person named Mother Goose? We are not sure. There are several interesting theories about the origin of Mother Goose. Some scholars suggest that it was the French author, Charles Perrault, who said in the 1600s that the poems were told by an old woman who kept geese. Others say that the English author, John Newbery, first used the name in a book he published in 1765. Still others insist that Mother Goose was Elizabeth Goose, who lived in Boston in the 18th century and entertained her grandchildren by singing nursery rhymes. Regardless of how the term originated, Mother Goose rhymes are the most familiar children's poems and are enjoyed worldwide. Teachers of English often use them to introduce the natural sounds and rhythms of the language in a fun way. Today, many works of literature, popular songs, and movies also make reference to Mother Goose rhymes.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。